93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
On the national front, another night of rioting near St. Louis has people pleading for help as police use tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters angry about the weekend shooting of teenager Michael Brown. A 12-year-old Rockville girl has been missing since Saturday. Jessica Leon may have been visiting the area 14th Street and Upshur Street in Northwest D.C. when she disappeared. Two men assaulted and robbed several people in Frederick, Maryland yesterday at around 3 a.m. at Baker Place East. 18-year-old Dante Diggs and 32-year-old David Tyrone Harris Jr. were arrested and charged with strong-arm robbery and second-degree assault. A judge ruled that 16-year-old Morgan Arnold of Ellicott City will be tried as an adult for first-degree murder. In her father's slang, she is accused of plotting with her boyfriend to kill her father. A Montgomery County ride-on bus was in a crash with two cars late yesterday afternoon at the intersection of Woodfield and Fieldcrest Roads. At least seven people were hospitalized, none with life-threatening injuries. Yesterday, 33-year-old Niccolo Manzaro was sentenced to 25 years in prison for a brutal beating on St. Elmo Garage in Bethesda back in 2013. Also yesterday, court ruled that D.C. woman accused of killing her mother will remain in jail until at least October after a hearing. Prosecutors say 31-year-old Kiva Hooks of D.C. stabbed her 54-year-old mother 37 times. She claims self-defense. In Gaithersburg, Maryland, a nanny is admitting she stole more than $430,000 from a Montgomery County couple. 50-year-old Kadia Kamara pled guilty to mail fraud and aggravated identity theft. Prosecutors say she wrote herself about 118 checks from her employer's bank account. On the other hand, someone in Laurel is getting rich the legal way. A $2 million Powerball ticket was sold at Laurel Lakes Liquors on Route 1. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.